Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom. We here, we back, another one. We live. We live on the air, on the way, with Jehovah's side, man. Praise Jehovah, man. He's blessed us to another Shabbat. Another chance we get to just chill and seek Yahuwah, you know what I'm saying? Because it's trying times out there for a lot of brothers and sisters, but we're going to continue to hold fast, continue to seek Yahuwah. But we're excited because this is another Shabbat. We got an interesting show lined up for you today. It's a little more chill and relaxed than last week. We're going to get into a couple of issues that we've been going over, but we're not going to go too much. We're not going to be in your ear too much today. But I hope you're having a blessed Shabbat. Hope you who is blessing you out there, man. But let's go to the throne right now and seek the Father. Father Yahuwah, in Yahushua Mashiach's name, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another Shabbat that we get to study your word and rest in Yahushua, the Messiah. Father, in the name of Yahushua, we pray that you would show us great and awesome mighty things, Father. Show us the things that are going on in spirit, the spiritual atmosphere and temperature, Father, that we may be prepared for all the things that are coming upon the world, to know how to prepare and how to prepare our families, Father. So we thank you and we love you and we esteem your name. Name we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we back again. But yeah, we got a couple issues, things we want to go over this week. That is, things been going on. Like I said, we're not going to be too long. We're not going to get too in depth today because we're really gonna chill. We'll do a little more chilling today. But one of the first things, I guess the biggest news coming up in what we've been going over. We've been going over the Iran situation. But what you have coming up on March 5th, you have Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Barack Obama meeting and basically, going over some issues. It is said that, I have an official article right here, it said that Netanyahu is expected to press a clear U.S. commitment to military action if diplomacy and sanctions fail. So remember last week we talked about the sanctions, we talked about all that, and we talked about, so they're having a meeting, and it's been a lot of things in the news about, Netanyahu was saying, they were going to give the U.S. 24 hours before they decided to attack Iran. And so they're having a meeting. So, of course, the meeting is only going to tell us what they want to tell us. And twist that, and even twist that. So these two are having a meeting in which, things are going down. And we said that pretty much most likely that war will ensue when we talked about the oil, we talked about all that. So I want to go over some of this article with you. Once again, Netanyahu is expected to press the U.S., to a more explicit about threatening military action when he meets with Obama in Washington on Monday. And his deliberate talks its threats of airstrikes on Israeli nuclear sites in order to push the U.S. Administration to raise its game. So basically, they said like a lot of the threats that Israel has been putting out as far as them taking action against Iran has been and possibly has been to get Washington to react in order to back their game up, to back them up, in order to, I mean, we already know. We already know that the West is pretty much backing Israel, but they're having this meeting. So whatever comes of this meeting, like we said, we released some statements a couple weeks ago that saying that we found out that Obama actually has said that, you know, he was going to attack Iran, you know, before, either before the summer. Actually, I have a schedule of, you know, because 2012, everybody's talking about 2012. 2012 is going to be a big year as far as, you know, we seen last on the Feast of Trumpets, the signs in the heavens showing it's going down, so we believe it's going down. It's the Gregorian calendar year, but the Yahuwah's year changes in a couple weeks. But, yeah, so this article right here is talking about them having a meeting on this coming Monday, March the 5th. It says, this is actually part of this article I'm reading, and it says in another interview, it says with The Atlantic on Friday, Obama said, when I was saying we weren't taking any options off the table, we mean it. I said, I think that the Israeli government recognizes that as President of the United States, I don't bluff. I said, I also don't, as a matter of sound policy, go around advertising exactly what our intentions are. And, you know, we know that too. We know that the government's not going to say anything of what they're doing, but they are preparing for war. Just like this article, it talks about how Israeli forces are beginning to test these ballistic missiles, I believe. And because what's building over there is we talked about last week, is they're saying they have a uranium program, and then over the last couple months they've been really producing a lot of uranium, and they're putting it underground, and they're saying that, hey, if they don't stop this very soon, that they are producing mass weapons and for nuclear strike, in which Iran has been denying it since the beginning. They're saying it's harmless, and but some things are cooking up, because we know Ahmadinejad is, you know, wants to wipe the Khazaring nation off the map. And he stated that, you know, they want to put their foot in prophecy, and they want to kind of help push towards the end of days, in which they're being used by Hashatan too. So that's what's going on in Washington. That's what's going on. So you have a lot of things that's going to come out of this, because this is pretty much their biggest, up until this point, Netanyahu and Obama, this is one of their biggest talks, far as, you know, before it was the peace talks and all this stuff, but now this is the biggest points, because you're talking about, which we've been talking about for past weeks and months, is a war that is ensuing. Number one, because U.S. has interest in it, because we talked about last week, because of the oil, and them shutting down different things with the oil. And Israel has an interest in the war against Iran, because, you know, they're saying they're producing uranium, we could have nuclear weapons. But we know it's more bigger than that. It's really bigger when we look at it, and according to the scriptures, is that they're trying to get this nation under their feet, under subdued, in order that they may propagate and get ready for the Son of Perdition, you know, to take over. That's all it is. That's all it is, a bunch of illusions. So that's what's really going on. We don't really get too much into that story, but that's what's going on with far as, you know, the Iran situation. It's pretty much not too much to go on over there. But we really want to talk about something else, though. This is very interesting right here, what you have going on here. Now, I have a 2012 kind of schedule of events that are happening. Okay, July 27th, you have the opening ceremony for the 2012 Olympics in London. Okay, and then, you know, I think August 12th, you have the closing ceremony for the Olympics. You know, in November you have the presidential election. I think it was starting around November 6th. And so you have those things going on. But I really want to talk about the Olympic situation. Now this is going to, we're going to start tying this into the scripture right here. I want to talk about the Olympic situation because you remember Yahushua said that in the days, you know, in the coming of the Son of Adam, so shall it be, like it was in those days. So let's read this. Let's go over this a little bit so we can hop into this. You go to Matthew 24. You go to Matthew 24. And so this, what we really want to go over is, like, recognizing the coming of Yahushua versus recognizing the coming of the Son of Perdition. Like, but we want to show you this because we keep going over this, but it's important, man, because a lot of people are going to be deceived. And so we got to continue to tell our people, well, why would Yahushua go and spend a whole chapter telling us of events that the things are going to happen in which we can look for to understand his coming? Because I guarantee you it's going to be a lot of people deceived. Even in verse, okay, we go to Matthew 24, verse 25. He says, see, I have forewarned you. He has warned us already not to be deceived. Because there's a lot of things going to happen. And this is going to get very interesting in just a moment. Okay. So this is what he said. He said, verse 37, Matitiyahu 24, verse 37, as in the days of Noah, so also shall the coming of Son of Adam be. For in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. They did not know until the flood came, and they were all, and all of them were taken away. So that shall be in the coming of the Son of Adam. See, it's different. See, what happened then is Noah was preaching for, I think they say that some of the popular words, he was preaching for 120 years, and nobody heard him. I mean, they heard him, but they consciously didn't believe in what he's saying. Oh, it's going to rain. You know, it's going to be flooding. Man, what are you talking about? You're building a ship in the middle of the desert, you know what I'm saying, in the middle of nowhere, and you're talking about it's going to rain. So for 120 years, he's preaching. Nobody's believing him, you know what I'm saying, until the day he got on that ark and it started, and it was too late. So the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Adam. Be. Okay, so they got taken away. So it's the same thing. A lot of people in these times before Yahushua, a lot of people are going to be taken away by what? By the deception, by the sooner condition. They're going to be taken away by the flood of deception. You know, just like Thessalonians 2 said, the coming of the Lawrence one is with all signs of false wonders. You know what I'm saying? The coming of the Lawrence one. We're going to go there real quick. So bear with me as we get closer in getting into it. Okay, so when you go to Thessalonians, you go to Thessalonians 2 and verse 3, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, it says, let no one deceive you in any way, because the falling away is to come first, and the Son of Lawrences is to be revealed, the Son of Destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim in his worship. So that he sits in Elohim, as Elohim, in the dwelling place of Elohim, showing that he is Elohim. Okay, skip down to verse 9. It says, the coming of the Lawless One is with all, according to all working of Hashatan, with all power and signs and wonders and of falsehood. Okay, so all this, we're going to relate all these scriptures back to, like, reality. Okay, so when you go back to Matitiyahu, Matthew 26, and, I mean, 24, which he just said that, verse 37, as the days of Noah, so shall it be, so shall also the coming of the Son of Adam. Now go to Genesis chapter 6, because it's all going to make sense. Genesis chapter 6. You go to Bereshit chapter 6. And a lot of people know this. We're just going to set up the foundation again. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, it says, the Nephilim were off in those days and also afterwards. Then the sons of Elohim came into the daughters of men, and they bore children then. These were mighty men who were of old, the men of renown. So these mighty men who were men of renown, men of old, these were, the Nephilim were fallen, the messengers that, you know, who were created messengers, and they rebelled, you know, and they fell, basically fell from their status, fell from, you know, their status, and so did Hashatan, and they rebelled against Yahuwah and his word. So this is what you have. And verse said, Yahuwah saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, that every inclination of thoughts in his heart was only evil continually. So this is, but look, verse 8, it says, But Noah found favor in his eyes of Yahuwah. So that's what was happening on the days of Noah, that it was exceedingly wicked, and the Nephilim were on earth in those days. You're talking about the fallen messengers, you know, of, you know, what people say, angels or whatever. They were on earth in those days, and it was exceedingly wicked. They were doing anything they wanted to do, and it was evil continually. That was happening in the days of Noah. So when Yahusha said that, in this modern time, that's what's going to be going on, is the same thing to the T. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say some of the things will be going on in the days of Noah. He said, no, and what was happening in those days will be what's going on. So now let's relate all this to the scriptures. So, okay, let's relate all this to reality. Okay. We want to talk about 2012 and what's going on. Okay. Now, we want to bring something up to you about 2012 in the Olympics. Now, I don't know if you're looking into this. A lot of people looking into this. They're looking into the logo and different things. But we want to dig a little more deeper and see the New World Order at work and what's really going on, because you have to understand what Yahusha forewarned us. He forewarned us. He said, look, he said, even in Matityahu 24:23, he says, anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there, do not believe him. The false Messiah and the false prophets will rise up and shall show great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even his chosen ones. So if possible, they would say even his chosen ones, these false prophets. It's just not talking about preachers. It's talking about the scientists, these things like Blue Beam and all these people who are behind these things. These are false prophets. And they are trying to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So we got to be on our toes, you know, about the false coming and about the falsehood and everything, and about like what Shaul talked about, the coming of the Lawrence Wonders were all kind of false signs and wonders. Remember that, false signs and wonders by these false prophets. That's what we remember. I remember I had a dream one time where I heard the Ruach saying, do not look at the TV, do not, you know, look at the news, because there's going to be so many false signs and wonders that if you were asked to look and give heed to these things and look at these things would deceive you. If possible, they would deceive you. So you have to be that strong. We want to talk about the 2012 Olympics. Okay. Now, I was doing some research about this, and I didn't know some of these things. Okay. I'm going to read a little bit of information. It says the 1972 Munich Olympics connection. The Wikipedia page for the 2012 London Olympics draws a strange comparison between the 2012 logo and the logo used for the 1972 Olympics in Munich, Germany. BCC Sport acknowledges that the London 2012 new logo has got the country talking, and it compared to the innovation design that of logos on of Mexico 1968 and Munich 1962. Now, I don't know if you looked at this logo, but before we get to the logo, we want to talk about the theme. I posted a picture on my Facebook. The theme of the whole London Olympics, there are one-eyed aliens, so-called aliens, one-eyed aliens. That's the theme. We want to really break this down. I really want to show you that, hey, the scripture is real, which Yahusha said is real, and everything is going down. Okay, look, this is, they have mascots of a one-eyed alien. They have, I watched the video, they have these little space shuttles, like kind of building the stadium and all this stuff. And that is the official. And if you look at the 2012 logo, a lot of people said it spells Zion. And we know, we talked about last week, the Zionists, who are the Jews, the Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, you know, all that, and those people behind, you know, things like September 11th, behind the Federal Reserve Bank, which is actually in London, the Federal Reserve Bank, which is actually in London. So these people, the Rockefellers, the Zionists, who are based out of London, so you have a connection right there, who are based out of London, who have the Federal Reserve in London, who's been talked about. Who killed Kennedy, who killed Abraham Lincoln, who, you know, who do all these things, you know, 9/11, the Zionists. And they say the logo kind of spells Zion, but we're going to get into other stuff like that. Okay, the 1972 Mayan Olympics were, it says, were host to the first official global terrorist attack in which 11 Israelis were killed by Black September, which has ties to Yasser Arafat organization. The Olympics hosted to 121 countries. Okay, so just stay with me. So, like, if you look at the 2012 stadium design video, okay. I watched it earlier. They make it as looking like in its establishment of the New Jerusalem, how they constructed and you know, everything with, you know, now that we're awake, everything that is symbolic. If you look at the video, how they constructed, making it like the New Jerusalem, like it's coming from, you know, like it's coming from heaven and all this stuff. Okay, you already know that Hashtag tries to do everything like Yahuwah does. And so he's trying to establish the new world order, which, you know, will be run by the son of perdition. You know, okay, so they have this video of the new Jerusalem kind of coming from heaven and all this stuff, okay, basically showing that they're going to establish a global government under a one world religion. I mean, this is not coincidence. You talk about the Zionists who are based in the Federal Reserve, based in London, who are, I mean, they put millions and millions and I don't know, I think even billions of dollars into these Olympics. This is going to be the biggest one ever. And you're talking about the Zionist dollars of a theme of aliens and different things like that. But look, we're going to keep going on. We're going to keep moving on. So, we want to pause right there. You remember Ronald Reagan, I believe it was Ronald Reagan, said he had said in the speech that what would happen if the world, you know, faced a global threat, you know, what would happen? And he said all the lines and everything would cross, and we would come together for a global good. So this is a strategy. This is a strategy. We already know that the scriptures say, Revelation talks about the beast with 10 horns and 7 heads, and it comes together. You know, the beast from the sea, it comes together. But they all have one mind to give their power unto the beast. This is what the scripture said. This is what Yahuwah said. So we know that this is not conspiracy. This is not, you know, maybe if they're going to pull something, they're going to pull a stunt, they're going to try to get everybody on one page. Because you have now, remember we talked about last week, you have the Russia, China, Israel, Iran situation, you have all this, and it looks like everybody's divided. Everybody's divided. You have the West against them and us. But all that's prophecy too. That, yes, things are going to go down between these two, but hey, the end result is the New World Order people coming together for the beast. That's the end result. So it says, so I'm reading this article right here. It says, in essence, an event is required of the magnitude of a threat, maybe out of space, that will create oneness, you know, in the government. Okay, so some things. Nobody's saying, you know, I just want to, you know, in 2012 Olympics, a lot of people will be paying attention. So I'm not saying that, hey, something is actually going to happen. You know, they're going to do an event. But you look back at the 1984 Olympics. I don't know if you know, but they actually staged something where they had a fake false invasion, alien invasion. So you look at the 2012 Olympics. The whole thing is about that. You look at programs like the V that comes on ABC. You know, the visitors and all this stuff. I mean, the 2012. So some pointers are, you know, the things to keep your eyebrows awake so you're not deceived and swept away by this deception. The 2012 logo spells out Zionist. You know what I'm saying? There's movies. I mean, you have so many movies this year and last year that movies, you know, talking about a so-called alien, which we know are Nephilim, which are demons, invasion. You have the 1984 Olympic ceremony, which stages a alien visitation. You know what I'm saying? Even a slogan for the 2012 Olympics felt, you know, kind of constitutes the New World Order. So kind of a scenario a lot of people saying it's different scenarios, but I want to show you that, hey, something is, the Zionists are stating something. You might not know what it is, but stating something, you got to be pissed. I mean, the stadium is placed around streets called the Temple Lanes, Temple Mills Lane, Church Road, Great Eastern Road, Carpenter's Road, Angel Lane. That's where the stadium is placed at. You know, and so because you remember in the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, in which a flying saucer landed in the stadium and an alien walked out and waved to the crowd. That happened in 1984. Okay, so a lot of you know, things are happening where it could be a false invasion orchestrated by the New World Order as an excuse to by the Bilderbergs, the Rothschilds, the Zionists, the Freemasons, the Illuminati, in order to bring a global single world government together. So that's some of the things. But we want to go in the scriptures and look at some of these things. Okay? Go to Matthew 24. So look, Matthew 24, verse 23, it says, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there, do not believe. For false messiahs and false prophets shall rise, and they shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. See, I have forewarned you. So if they were to say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the rooms, do not believe. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines in the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the dead body is, there the vultures shall be gathered. So he's giving us signs in order to understand his coming. He's giving us signs in order to understand his covenant, because you have a lot of people that's going to be taken away by this deception. Even if you skip to, let's keep reading. Where the dead body is, there will be vultures shall be gathered together. The dead body is the son of perdition. So where you have the son of perdition, where you have the false prophets, that's where the vultures will be gathered. So I mean, we got to keep our eyes open for this, because I know it sounds like hoopla. You know, all everybody else is talking about conspiracy and all this, but you got to understand that scriptures are going to be fulfilled. And they are putting together a mass deception in which you have to play out all scenarios. You have to play out all scenarios. You have to be prepared, because Yahushua said that he did not come to bring peace but this war. So a lot of people are going to be divided and believe, oh, you know, these Nephilim, and, you know, people that don't know what so-called aliens are, or these Nephilim, who have fallen from Yahuwah, who now side with Hasatan, who act like messengers of light, and people don't know who these things are, they will be massively deceived. They see these things, and the plan of the New World Order begins to unfold. So that's why we must trust Yahushua, man, and understand that, hey, we got to protect our mind. Verse 29, it says, and immediately after distress, in those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars shall fall from the heaven, and the powers of the heavens be shaken. So this is talking about the after 3.5 years. So I just want to give you a heads up. We didn't want to get too much into it, but we want to give you a heads up, man, that, hey, the adversary is still at work. Hey, but we're keeping our eyes peeled and knowing. Just like Shaul warned them, he said, hey, do not be easily upset, easily, you know, rattled about what's going on, because, hey, it will not come against except the great falling away and the son of lawlessness be revealed. But the cunning of the lawless one with all kind of false signs and wonders. So we want to keep your heads up, because, I mean, they have purpose things like the blue-green project, you know, with holograms and all these different things that are going on. And we just want to keep you aware, because, look, this is what Yahushua said. Remember, we talked about the flood took them away, right? Verse 39, it says, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of son of Adam be. Then two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, and one is left. See, they're taken away to where the dead body is, because they're vultures. They're taken away. You know, the flood took them away. You know, the people that you know Yahuwah chose that was on the ark, they weren't taken away. They was still there. They was cool. You know what I'm saying? They was cool. It says two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken away, and one left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour the master is coming. See, do you understand? He said, watch, therefore, because you do not understand. Do you not know what hour the master is coming? Because a lot of people are going to be deceived to, number one, think they know what hour the master is coming. And so as they do that, as they, you know, things unfold, and they say, oh, the master is coming, and they cry out, oh, he's here. Look. Just, oh, he's here, he's there, here he goes, you know. And people are going to run out in the sea. And I'm trying to tell you, it's not going to be such an easy thing as to automatically know, you know, because the conditions of the world, you got to understand how quickly dominoes can fall, and the word of Yahuwah be fulfilled. But yeah, we just wanted to go over that. That's all we had. We didn't have too much today. Man, I hope Yahuwah has blessed you just that small word to understand that, hey, continue to seek Yahuwah. Continue to understand his word, because, hey, we don't want to be seen. We don't want to be taken away by the deception, the grand deception that's coming upon the world. So that's things to look out for. To be aware, you know, the Summer Olympics, the situation in Iran. That's two biggest things that you can be watching right now, watching what's going on with the Middle East conflict, while also watching what's going on with the Pope. And we had a couple of things last week. We heard that the Vatican is also trying to remove, basically place its headquarters in the old city, Jerusalem, which we talked about before, which is part of the Vatican agenda in order to establish the beast over there to get ready for the Son of Perdition. So these are all things that we can be watching, man, and continue to watch and be steadfast and watch therefore, like, because we're called to be watchmen. So, hey, hope He will bless you, keep you, and may His face shine upon you. Continue to watch and be steadfast and hold on to those things which Yahuwah has given us. So I want to close it out with this scripture right here. We're going to Revelations. Chapter 3, verse 7. This is when he talks to the Philadelphia assembly, which you know, which means you know, those of brotherly love, the city of brotherly love. Verse 7, it says, to the messenger of the assembly in Philadelphia write, he who is set apart, he who is true, he who has the key of Daud, who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens, says this. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut. That you have little power, yet you have guarded my word and have not denied my name. See, I am giving up those to the congregation of Hashatan who say they are Yahudim and are not Balak. See, I am making them come and worship before your feet and know that I have loved you. Because you have guarded my word of endurance, I shall also guard you from the hour of trial, which is coming upon the whole world to try those who dwell on earth. See, I am coming speedily. Hold what you have, that no one take your crown. It says, and he who overcomes, I shall make him a support post in the dwelling place of Elohim, and shall by no means go out. And I shall write on him the name of my Elohim and the name of the city of my Elohim, the renewed Jerusalem, which comes out of heaven from my Elohim, and my renewed name. So that's why what you say. He says he is coming quickly. Why did he say he's coming quickly? You know, it's been 2,000 years. You got to understand, when these things start going down, when the word start being fulfilled, he's coming quickly. Just like the flood was, just like the flood. The flood didn't seem quick to a lot of people. 120 years is a long time, but it came quick. It came quick when Yahuwah's word was ready to be fulfilled. So hold fast. Yahusha is coming quickly. Yahusha is coming quickly. I mean, when these things start going down, time's going to fly. He's coming quickly, so do not deny his name as the spirits are released upon the earth and men are possessed, you know, to persecute one another, to slay one another. Do not deny his name. That's the only thing, you know, if you don't do anything else, do not deny his name and keep his commandments and hold fast to what you have, that we may reign with him for 1,000 years. You know what I'm saying? So be aware and be prepared for this year, for the Gargoyle year, for the next year. Like I said, the next year is 12th month. We have Pesach coming up next month. But you have, you know, also for the Gregorian 2012 year, be prepared. This spring, this summer, be prepared for the deceptions that are coming, that are guaranteed they're coming. So be prepared. So may Yahuwah bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He enlarge the territory. And we pray Yahuwah bless you and your family. Have an awesome Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. We out of here.